Oxford Bookworms, Stage 1. The Murder of Mary Jones by Tim Vickery. Performed by Max Berendt, Jenny Bryce, Rupert Farley, Crispin Redman, Patience Tomlinson. Published and copyright Oxford University Press, 2007. The Murder of Mary Jones. Scene 1. How did Mary die? The jury, the lawyers, and the clerk of the court come in and sit down. Then Simon Clark and Dan Smith come in with the two policemen. The judge comes in and everyone stands up. The judge walks to his chair, looks at everybody slowly, and then sits down. The people and the lawyers sit down. Simon and Dan, the two policemen, and the clerk are standing up.
Simon Clark, you are here because of the murder of Mary Jones. Did you kill her or not?
No, sir, I didn't.
And you, Dan Smith, did you kill Mary Jones?
No, sir, I didn't. I'm not guilty.
We didn't kill her.
All right, sit down.
My lord, I am Helen Wills, the lawyer for the police. David Carter is the lawyer for Simon Clark and Dan Smith.
Very good. Please begin, Ms. Wills.
Thank you, my lord. Members of the jury, look at the photo, please. There is a girl in the photo with a young man. She is Mary Jones, and he is Jim Wilson, Mary's boyfriend.
Miss Wills, I haven't got that photo.
Oh, I'm sorry, my lord. Here you are.
Thank you. Please. Go on, Miss Wills.
On the 12th of August, Mary was in a disco in Trenton with Jim. At midnight, she started to walk home along the road by the sea, and someone killed her. Now, please look at the second photo.
Excuse me, Miss Wills. This photo... The photo of a dead girl?
Yes, my lord, that's right. I'm sorry, it isn't a very nice photo. But that is Mary Jones, too. There is blood on her head and face.
Yes, I see. Did someone find her there that night?
Yes, my lord. Jim Wilson found her body on the beach, near the road, at about... 12:30. He tried to help her, but he couldn't. Mary Jones was dead.
How did she die, Miss Wills?
She died because someone hit her 4 times on the head with a spanner, my lord. Clark, can I have the spanner, please?
Yes, here you are.
Thank you. It was this spanner, members of the jury. Look at it carefully. This spanner has Mary's blood and hair on it. Can you see that?
Can I see that, please, Miss Wills?
Yes, of course, my lord.
Thank you. But who hit her with the spanner, Miss Wills? That's the important question, you know. Who killed her?
Who killed her? It was Simon Clark and Dan Smith, I think.
Why do you think that? Tell the jury, please.
Yes, my lord. They were in the disco that evening. They went there in a car. a white Ford Fiesta. It wasn't their car. They stole it. They often steal cars.
I see. And how long were they there?
They were in the disco for 2 hours. At about 10 o'clock, Dan danced with Mary Jones. After that, Simon Clark danced with her.
Excuse me, Miss Wills. Did Jim see this?
Yes, my lord, he did. He was very angry, and he hit Simon. Then he talked to Mary for half an hour, and after that, Mary started to walk home, alone.
And Jim stayed in the disco?
Yes, my lord, he did. But Dan and Simon didn't. They went out 10 minutes after Mary. They drove away in the Fiesta.
Yes, but did anyone see them kill her? That's important.
No, no one saw them kill her. But the police found the tire marks of a Ford Fiesta near Mary's body. And later, they found Dan and Simon in a white Ford Fiesta in Bilsford.
Where is Bilsford, Miss Wills?
10 kilometres from Trenton, my lord. And in the car, there was a spanner. This spanner, members of the jury, with Mary's blood and hair on it.
I see. That's very important.
Yes, my lord. These two boys followed Mary from the disco in the white Fiesta. They stopped the car, hit her on the head with this spanner, and drove away.
It's not true. We didn't follow her. We didn't go down that road. It's not true.
Be quiet, young man. Sit down. You can talk later.
I call my first witness, PC Norton.
Take this book in your right hand and read what it says.
I promise to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
PC Norton, what happened on the 12th of August?
Well, at 12:47 a.m., someone telephoned the police, and I went to the road by the beach in Trenton. I found a young woman's body there, and a young man. His name was Jim Wilson.
I see. Did Jim call the police?
Yes, he did. He was Mary's boyfriend, I think. He tried to help her, but she was dead.
Where was the body?
It was on the beach near the road. There were some tire marks in the sand near the body. A car stopped there and then went back towards Trenton, I think.
Thank you. Wait there, please, and answer Mr. Carter's questions.
PC Norton, tell me some more about this boyfriend, Jim Wilson. He tried to help the dead girl, you say. Did he have blood on his shirt and trousers?
Yes, sir, he did. There was blood on his face and hands and on his shirt and trousers, too.
Did you ask him about this?
Yes, sir. The blood was there because he tried to help her, he said. He sat in my car and started to cry. He loved her, he said.
I see. But why was Jim on the beach?
He went for a walk after the disco, he said.
I see. Thank you very much.
PC Norton, one more question. Were there any cuts on Jim's face or hands?
I don't know, sir.
There was blood on his face and hands, but it was Mary Jones's blood, I think.
Thank you. That's all. The next witness is Dr. Selden, I think.
I promise to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
Dr. Selden, you looked at Mary Jones's body. What did you find?
Mary Jones was a young woman of about 18. She died because somebody hit her 4 times on the head.
Thank you. You looked at this spanner very carefully too. Can you tell us about that, please?
Yes. I looked at the spanner and I found blood and hair on it. The blood and hair were Mary Jones's.
Are you sure about that?
Yes. They were the same.
So did somebody kill her with this spanner?
Oh, yes. I am sure about that.
Thank you. Wait there, please.
Dr. Selden, I want to ask you about Mary Jones's hands. Was there any blood on them?
Yes, sir. A lot of blood. I looked at it very carefully, and it was her blood. Perhaps she put her hands on her head when the spanner hit her. But was there blood under her fingernails too? Yes, a little.
Did you look carefully at that blood too?
No, I didn't. There was a lot of blood on her hands, and it was all her blood. I am sure about that. Yes, but think carefully, Doctor. What did Mary do when the man hit her? Did she try to hit him too? Perhaps she cut his face with her fingernails. Do girls sometimes do that?
Well, yes, sometimes.
So, perhaps the man's blood was under her fingernails. Did you look for that?
There wasn't much blood under her fingernails. But did you look at it, Doctor? Did you look carefully at the blood under her fingernails?
No, I'm sorry. I didn't.
I see. But there was some blood under her fingernails. You're sure about that?
Yes. There was a little blood there. Not much.
I promise to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
PC Moran, you looked at the white Ford Fiesta, I think. What did you find?
Well, first I put some paper under each tyre and drove the car over it. The tyres made marks on the paper. Then I took the paper to the beach and looked at the tyre marks in the sand.
Were they different?
No, they weren't. The marks on the beach were from Pirelli ZX37 tyres, and the marks on the paper were from Pirelli ZX37 tyres too.
Did you find any more things in the car?
Yes. There was a lot of sand from the beach.
I see. That's very interesting. Thank you very much. Wait there, please.
PC Moran, do all Ford Fiestas have Pirelli ZX37 tyres?
No. Ford Fiestas can have lots of different tyres.
And what about Volkswagen Polos? Do they sometimes have Pirelli ZX37 tyres too?
Sometimes, yes, sir.
I see. So there are lots of cars with these tyres. Some are Ford Fiestas, but some are Volkswagen Polos. Is that true?
That's true, yes.
So perhaps a Polo made these marks in the sand?
Perhaps, yes.
Thank you. Now, there was a lot of sand in the car. Was there any blood in the car too, or hair?
No, there wasn't.
What? No hair or blood? Did you look?
Yes, sir, we did. But we didn't find anything.
But Ms. Wills said these young men killed Mary Jones. There was blood on Mary's head and face, blood on her dress, blood on her hands. But there was no blood in the car, you say?
No, sir. No blood or hair in the car.
I see. Thank you, PC Moran. That's very interesting.
I promise to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
WPC Gray, you found Simon Clark and Dan Smith in the white Ford Fiesta. What happened?
Well, at 10 o'clock that night, a woman called Mrs. Symes telephoned the police. "I can't find my car," she said. It was a white Ford Fiesta, number M346WXT.
Did you look for the car?
Yes. At 2 o'clock in the morning, we found it in Billsford. Simon Clark and Dan Smith were in the car. So we asked them a lot of questions.
What did they say?
They stole the car at 8 o'clock, they said. Then they went to a disco in Trenton and stayed there until about midnight.
And what did you find in the car?
A spanner and a lot of sand. There was sand in the young men's shoes too.
What did they say about the spanner?
Nothing. They said, "Spanner? What spanner?"
Why was there sand in their shoes? Did you ask them?
Yes. They went for a walk on the beach, they said.
Did you see any blood on these young men?
Yes, I did. There was blood on Simon Clark's face. He had two small cuts under his left eye.
Did you ask him about this?
Yes. He said, "A man in a disco hit me. His hand cut me."
I see. Thank you very much. Wait there, please.
I have only two questions, WPC Gray. Did you find any blood on the young men's shoes?
No, sir. There was a lot of sand, but no blood.
Was there any blood on their shirts or trousers? Blood from these cuts on Simon's face, perhaps?
No, sir, there wasn't. They were very small cuts.
Thank you.